Chapter 20. Lexi and the others rushed out of Nance's place after Helen. She was fast and had beat them to the elevator. The doors were just closing, so they ran down the stairs and tumbled out onto the sidewalk, just in time to see Helen turning the corner that led to Mario's place. "Helen, wait!" Nance yelled. But either Helen didn't hear, or she was so focused on getting a confession from Mario that she didn't want to slow down. They had no choice but to pick up the pace to try to catch her. "Darn it. I don't think she's thought this through. If she had, she might have doubts about Mario being the killer. If she confronts him, she may be making a big mistake," Nan said, her orthopedic sneakers squeaking on the pavement as they rounded the corner at a jog. "She seems convinced." Lexi wondered what Nance meant. Helen had made a good case for Mario being the killer, and Lexi had seen the bakery box with her own eyes. "Yes, but remember, the killer must have means, motive, and opportunity. Oh dear, she's knocking on the door." Nance forged ahead with a burst of speed that surprised Lexi. They were about 20 feet away from the door when Mario Blandini opened it. He blinked at Helen, his surprise turning to suspicion as his gaze drifted to the others who were racing to join them.
"What is going on here? Does this have to do with the election?"
"I think you know what it has to do with."
Helen pushed her way inside and Mario stumbled back. He looked genuinely confused.
"I'm sorry, Helen, but I'm not up for visitors. We've had a death in the family,"
Mario said weakly as the rest of them piled into the foyer. Now that Lexi was closer, she could see Mario's red-rimmed eyes and shaking hands. It appeared as if the poor man really was grieving, and Lexi had a pang of sympathy for him. Still, she couldn't help but look around the foyer to see if any of the things stolen in the heist were lying about. It was a large round space with a honey pine floor and paneled mahogany walls, fit more for a mansion than a Brook Ridge Falls retirement villa. It was decorated quite tastefully with antique touches here and there. A tall cut glass vase on a marble-topped table held a spray of colorful flowers in purple, yellow, and orange. Their sweet smell hung lightly in the air. A collage of gilt-framed paintings of hunting dogs adorned one wall, landscapes another. But all the items appeared as if they'd been there for a while and weren't just placed there to hide in plain sight after the heist. Nance grabbed Helen's arm.
"Now, Helen, I think you should..."
Helen shook her off.
"We know about the death. Our condolences in order, or..."
Helen let her voice drift off as she glanced around the foyer, probably scoping it out for heist loot, like Lexi had just done.
"Or what?"
Mario asked.
"Or maybe you're glad she's out of the way?"
Mario gasped.
"How can you say such a thing? She was a lovely girl. Okay, maybe a bit on the wild side, but still..."
"Helen, really?"
Nance made a futile attempt to silence Helen, but was interrupted again.
"What's with all these antiques here? Did you just get them?"
Helen ignored Nance completely.
"What?"
Mario looked confused at the change in topic. To tell the truth, Lexi was too.
"Are you on something? Too much of that free coffee you were offering as a campaign promise, perhaps?" "No, I'm not on anything. Except a quest for justice. Where'd you get all these antiques?"
Helen gestured around the foyer and then walked over to stand in the doorway to the dining room.
"And these in here?"
Mario sighed.
"Well, if you must know, they are family heirlooms. The blue china in the china cabinet was my grandmother's. And this credenza here belonged to my uncle."
He pointed a gnarled finger at a marble-topped cabinet with carved deer that sat along one side of the foyer.
Various vases and paintings are from other relatives. The family has traveled extensively with the Circo Acrobata, and we pick things up.
Helen crossed her arms over her chest and tapped her foot.
You didn't get them from the heist?
Heist? What heist? What in the world are you talking about?
Mario glanced from Helen to the rest of them.
Are you people mad?
Helen, if you would just listen. Nans tried again, but Helen put her hand out and shushed her.
I'll listen when Mario explains where he was yesterday when Ruby was killed,
Helen said. Mario looked offended, but also tired.
Fine, if you must know. I was meeting with my lawyer at that time. I had some matters to tend to, then we were going to have a nice brunch back here, and Dora was setting it all up.
Ah-ha!
Helen pointed at him.
This proves it. How would you know what time Ruby was killed if you weren't the killer? See? That was what's known as a trick question, and you fell right into my trap.
The police told me, of course. It was just terrible news.
Mario's eyes misted, and Lexi felt another pang of guilt. That took the wind out of Helen's sails.
Well, surely you had motive.
But now she didn't sound so certain of that.
Helen, stop!
Nans must have felt bad for Mario, too, because her tone was a little more forceful this time.
I think you might be barking up the wrong tree. The killer had to be able to kill Rosa easily with a butter knife. And Ruby with a steak knife, though that looked a bit easier because it's sharper, Ida said.
So what? Mario is in the Circo Acrobata. I'm sure he did a stint as a knife thrower. Surely he knows exactly where the carotid artery is because he'd want to avoid hitting it.
Helen looked quite pleased with herself for coming up with this.
Indeed, Nan said. But it takes a steady hand and lots of strength to push a butter knife into the neck of a struggling victim. Look at Mario's hands. He has arthritis. It wouldn't be possible for him to be the killer.
Helen's gaze pivoted to Mario's gnarled fingers, and her face fell in disappointment.
Aye, but he moved my signs and has been trying to undermine me.
Mario held his hands up, his face sad.
Yes, sadly, I've been afflicted with this. I had to quit the Circo Acrobata because I could no longer perform. I thought my life was over until this campaign for community center president. It's given me a new lease on life. I'm sorry if I've been a little overzealous in my campaigning, Helen.
Helen looked even more disappointed.
But
never mind all that, Ida said. If Mario isn't the killer, then who is?
Nans pressed her lips together.
Well, it would have to be someone that was good with knives, someone who knew where the carotid artery is located, someone strong enough to win a struggle with Rosa and Ruby,
and someone who was involved in the heist, Ruth added. What heist? Mario repeated. Why do you people keep talking about a heist?
But before anyone could answer him, William appeared in the doorway. His expression turned into a menacing scowl when he noticed them. Lexi remembered the way William had threatened them with a knife and bragged about his skills. Someone like William, perhaps? William hurried to Mario's side.
Who are you people? Are they bothering you, Uncle Mario? You want me to get rid of them?
Lexi wasn't particularly fond of the way William said, get rid of them, and judging by the expression on Nans's face and the way Ida was sidling toward the door, neither were they.
I think our visit is just about over.
Mario raised a brow at the ladies.
Wait a minute. Aren't you the busybodies I caught looking in our windows yesterday?
William turned to Mario.
Should I call the cops on them?
Ha! Huh, nice try. We should call the cops on you.
Helen took a step forward, but when William reached into his pocket where he presumably kept his knife, she stopped.
You have means, motive, and opportunity. You have access to the house and could stash antiques here. It's cluttered, and no one would notice.
William did a good job of looking confused.
What are you talking about?
Helen put her hands on her hips.
I think you know exactly what I'm talking about, young man.
Helen, maybe we shouldn't be too hasty, Nan said.
Nonsense. He's young enough to win a struggle and doesn't have any ailments that would impede him,
Helen said. But I don't think, Lexi started, but Helen waved her off.
I should have thought about it before. William is the knife thrower in the Circo Acrobata. He probably could have taken Rosa out from across the room. Poor kid, never saw it coming.
Helen wagged her finger in William's face.
You should be ashamed of yourself.
What's with these ladies? I think they're unstable, especially this one.
William pointed to Helen.
Isn't she the one running against you for president of the community center? You said she was an admirable opponent, but I think she's nuts. I don't think she's a good candidate for president of anything.
Helen's eyes softened as she looked at Mario.
You said I was an admirable opponent?
Mario shrugged.
You run a tough campaign. Oh, thanks.
Helen's gaze shifted back to William.
Then I'm sorry about your family tragedies, and especially sorry that we'll have to have your nephew arrested.
William sighed and crossed his arms over his chest.
See? Told you. She's nuts.
Oh, no. I know exactly what...
Helen! Nans barked. Earlier, you were so sure Mario was the killer because he wasn't at home when Ruby was killed. We know that because we were peeking in the windows, Ida interrupted. We saw the big buffet set up, but no one was here. Speaking of which, you wouldn't happen to have any leftover pastries from that. Looked like a lot of food.
Ida, not now.
Helen turned to Nans.
Yes, exactly. We knew Ruby's time of death, and since I was very aware of the time so I could stay on schedule for my campaign, I know for a fact that Mario wasn't here at the house during that time.
Yes, but then you also know who was here.
Nans wiggled her finger in William's direction.
Remember? He caught us snooping.
Helen's brows knit together, and she hesitated for a beat.
Well, now that you mention it, I suppose you're right. So William has the best alibi. Us.
Ruth had sidled over closer to Mario. Lexi guessed now that he wasn't the main suspect, he was fair game for flirtation. But her expression was clouded.
Well, if it wasn't Mario, and it wasn't William, then who else could it have been?